A blessed day, a blessed morning to all of you and to our fellow worshipers on the other side of the world. Sometimes there is the imagination that after the glorification of Mary, her assumption, that she is resting there in heaven, enjoying the bliss of heaven. But again, in the history of humanity, we see through these apparitions recognized by the church that she continuously helping, meeting her children. If she went in haste to meet and serve her older cousin Elizabeth during her childbearing period, we see the same action, eagerness of Mary in helping her children. And one of the approved apparitions of the Blessed Mother is precisely that of her apparitions at Tepeyac, Mexico today. No? And we know her with that advocation as Our Lady of Guadalupe. And in essence, it is that. No? Mary continues to be a mother of peoples, of the children of God. And it is so amazing how Mary also tries to identify herself with these people. If you look at the features of Our Lady of Guadalupe, she is morena. No? Very much identified with the race of that people she appeared to. Trying to convey the message that she is also one with us, with God's children, not only in her role as a mother, but also even in her apparition as a physical features, as a morena, as one of the mothers, shall we say, of that people she appeared to. Dear friends, this is the beautiful message and image of the Blessed Mother to all of us, that she is indeed our mother who continues to help us in our journey. It is very significant that apparitions of Mary happened precisely at the beginning of the Christianization or evangelization of that continent, with that message again that the birth of a Catholic Christian continent, she was there, Mary, just as she was present at the beginning of the coming of the Son of God in flesh, Jesus Christ. She was instrumental in bringing, in realizing this plan of God to send His Son into the world as one of us. And through the fiat of Mary, God realized this marvelous work of redemption and salvation. It is also the same action of Mary at the beginning of that process of birthing a Christian, Catholic people, continent of the Americas, she was there. And by extension, the Philippines being a former colony of Spain, associated also with the historically with that of the Americas, that the Pope extended her patroness, her being patron, not only of the Americas but also of the Filipinas. We thank God for such gesture and gift to her people, to His people, through by giving us a mother who continuously journeying with us. So as we celebrate her with her advocation as Our Lady of Guadalupe, we invoke Mary to continue to help us in our journey as a people, as a nation, to be faithful to our Catholic Christian faith. And may we find joy in following her example of mission, like we have heard in the Gospel today. Willing, always active and willing to go, to meet, and to help. May our Blessed Mother be our example, and may she intercede and pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, ora por nosotros. Amen.